And we're talking with Bob Jackman from the Valley Middleton Building Supply. You know, I was so good until I started to talk, wasn't it?
There you go.
How are you this morning, Bob?
I'm good.
Yeah. So right now, what we got here? We've got your best value, and it's every facet of home manufacturing. Why don't you fill us in on that?
Well, yeah, that's you're talking about 60 years of history. But ever since the company began with Harold and Geraldine LaValle in 1962, Harold has always strived for the best value in every single aspect of home building. And now, the best value doesn't always mean the lowest price.
No, it doesn't. People make that mistake all the time.
All the time. But what it does mean is the lowest in-place cost. And remember that those words, in-place. So we are assuming that that is going to be a quality project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to waste your time.
No. And in this day and age, everybody's so busy. So anything that we can do to shorten the span that people spend on a job site is something that we are very interested in. And again, since 1962, we have been doing things that other people don't. We are the oldest truss manufacturer in New England.
Really?
Yep. We own our own truss plant. We own our own shops that pre-build walls, pre-build floor systems, well, pre-cut floor systems, pre-build floor trusses also. We can also do all kinds of things to shorten the time that people spend at a job site trying to make a house weathertight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a huge value to a contractor. And if that's a value to the contractor, it's a value to the end user.
It just goes right on, yeah.
Yeah. So the natural progression, if you follow that through, you know, building parts of the house, building the roof trusses, which puts engineering into the project and takes liability out for the contractors, which in this day and age, I hate to say it, but that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. But the natural progression is to get into modular.
Right.
Now, you and I have talked about this. Modular has a bad connotation for anybody with our hair color.
Yeah, people think it means a mobile home, basically.
Yeah, it means a mobile home that just barely made it to where it was going to go, yeah. And it was falling apart. Those days have changed. We kind of call it off-site construction. In other words, we're pre-building that entire house in boxes.
Right.
A box is anywhere from 14 feet wide to 38 feet long. Or thereabouts, and you just assemble those boxes at the site.
Sure. That makes sense from an engineering standpoint, yeah.
It does. And what has happened is that we bought an empty 147,000-square-foot warehouse in Claremont, New Hampshire, and designed and built a production line to build the most energy-efficient modular home in New England.
That must be pretty impressive to see.
We always tell people that if you're thinking of a new home, you will not buy a modular unless you go take the tour at the plant and let them show you how they build the house, because they're actually building it from the inside out.
That's interesting.
Instead of from the outside in. And there is an open house this Saturday at 10 to 12, April 13th, at the Twistback Road, Claremont, manufacturing facility. There'll be several guest speakers there, as well as a tour of the plant, and you'll come out of there shaking your head.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah. How does one go? Do you have to make a reservation for it?
We require reservations. Require is in quotation marks.
Oh, so yeah, you just show up and say, "Hey, I know Bob."
If you show up and say you know Bob Jackman, you'll probably get in. Yeah. If you show up and you don't say Bob Jackman, you'll probably get in.
Oh, that's cool.
So that'll show you the influence I have. There are a couple of phone numbers, which I'm not even going to bother with them. Just go on our website, which is www.lavalleys.com, or www.preferredbuildings.com. That's all one word, Preferred Buildings. Mm-hmm. And you'll see on there an opportunity to sign up for the open house. Now, one thing I do want to talk about is there's a tremendous focus, let's say, on ADUs.
Right.
It's an auxiliary dwelling unit. Mm. So people that want to take care of their parents or people that want a rental property on their property, most towns are actually voting on this now or have just voted on it, whether or not they're going to allow them. And if they are, what are they limited to?
Right.
Well, PBS, which is what we call Preferred Building Systems, has a new offering called the Solo Series. S-O-L-O. It's one box.
Right.
It is 14 feet or 13 feet, 9.5 inches by 38 feet. It's 526 square feet of living space. If you want a quick synopsis of what it is, think of it as a tiny house on steroids.
Okay, 500 square feet of living space is—it's not bad. That's a studio apartment, basically.
Yes, and it's basically double the size of a tiny home.
Sure.
And what you get is a all on one floor, 8-foot ceilings. You get a full bedroom. You get a bathroom. You get a kitchen, and then a central living space. And there's 4 or 5 designs. And again, you got to go to the website and look at the floor plans. And if you're even toying with the idea of it, go to the open house.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting concept.
Well, and under my breath, I'm going to kind of say, if you can't make the open house, contact PBS or New England Homes. And I forgot to mention, there's actually 2 companies represented there. PBS does the manufacturing. Preferred Building Systems does the manufacturing for both Preferred Building Systems and New England Homes. And you design the house. You tell us what you want.
Wow.
And then we build it. The designers that we have on staff will figure out how to make that work in boxes and tell you what your options are.
That sounds like a pretty decent thing. It's a lot better than just, taking a big house and trying to make it small and shoehorn it into a space that you have.
And you know, people my age, we always say that we're going to downsize. And a lot of us don't, you know. Well, we've spent ages and ages building that big house.
Sure, and we have our toys.
Yeah, and everything's gone now. Everybody's moved out, and you're thinking, Joe, why wouldn't I do something like this? And sometimes it just makes all kinds of sense. And we have seen interest where people say, I want to build 3 or 4 of these things on one piece of land that I have, and it's allowed.
Right.
How can we do it? And we just, open our arms and say, come on down.
Yeah.
Because that option is huge, because all you're going to do, this Solo Series can be put on either a foundation or frost walls or piers. It is fully self-contained.
Wow.
Yes. So you can make anything work, and just come on down and ask the question that you have.
Once again, that open house is Saturday, April 13th. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
Twistback Road, 143 Twistback Road in Claremont. Plug that into your GPS and it'll take you right there. Mm. Nobody uses maps anymore.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fabulous.
But again, if you're toying with the idea of building something, whether it's a big addition, whether it's a new home, or putting it on an ADU, come and take a look at what the possibilities are.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of really good ones there.
Yes, and as we always say, everybody, please stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.